WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's been a glitch in President Trump's plans to mobilize National Guardsmen and send them into a western city.
U.S. District Court Judge Karen Immergut issued a restraining order temporarily halting President Trump's orders to federalize 200 National Guard troops and send them to Portland to protect the Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. In a 30-page opinion, Immergut issued a sharp rebuke of the president's authority, finding he violated the 10th Amendment, which reserves police powers to the states. She wrote that Portland's protests are not a rebellion, nor do they pose the danger of one. Adam Yamaguchi, CBS News, Portland.
The president's called Portland war-ravaged. Oregon officials and Portland residents dispute that characterization. And there's been a development in Chicago where Trump has also said he'll deploy National Guardsmen. Here's WBBM reporter Mike Krauser.
The governor said the Department of War gave him an ultimatum: call up your troops or we will. He said he would never do that. So the Trump administration intends to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. The governor said it's absolutely outrageous and un-American for a manufactured performance that has nothing to do with public safety.
President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is headed to Egypt for talks on a Gaza peace plan that Israel and Hamas have agreed to, although Hamas has some conditions it wants to negotiate. From Jerusalem, the BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher reports Israel's prime minister is sending representatives to the talks.
Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that negotiators would be sent to Egypt and said he hoped the hostages would return home within the coming days. He said he expected the release to take place with the Israeli military still deep in Gaza. Hamas had earlier said it would set free all the captives according to the terms of Mr. Trump's peace plan, but that conditions in the field would determine the timing. Mr. Trump's plan talks about an Israeli troop withdrawal, something Hamas demands, but gives no timeline.
It's looking more and more like the government shutdown will extend deep into next week, if not further. More from the White House with CBS's Willie James Inman.
The House is in recess, although House Democrats say they will be in Washington, and the Senate is set to meet on Monday, so we could see another vote on a government funding bill. But while Congress is at a stalemate, thousands of federal workers and Americans are being impacted.
The Republican plan funds the government through November 21st. The Democrats' plan extends funding through October, but includes an extension of health care tax credits, which Republicans object to. The Supreme Court begins a new term on Monday, first Monday in October. The justices will rule on cases involving tests of presidential power, among other things. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
A widespread drought in northern New England has people reaching out to one another.
Home wells are starting to dry up as drought conditions worsen across much of New England. Carrie Ordway is now among those without water in Topsham, Vermont.
It started about 3 weeks ago. We've got to take some rain to recover.
Showers and laundry facilities at Waits River Valley School in East Corinth, Vermont, are being made available to local residents without water. Principal Carlotta Simmons Parentani.
You know, we're well aware as community members, you know, that this is a significant issue across our state, so any way that we can help.
Weather forecasters say there's little to suggest New England drought conditions will ease anytime soon. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Philadelphia Philly star Bryce Harper and his wife Kayla have welcomed their fourth child, a son, who they've named Hayes 3 Harper. In April, Harper used a blue bat for a gender reveal during a game. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and mild tonight, a little breezy, low mid-60s. Sunshine and windy tomorrow, a high in the low 80s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and a high in the mid-70s. Cooler 60s for the rest of the upcoming week. It's 71 right now.
Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound? From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Show me! square. You can't find a partner, use a wooden chair. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in the old cell block. What dance to the tail, let's rock. Shift to Henry, set the bugs for heaven's sake. No one's looking at a chance to make a break. But you turn the shift to any set mix, nix. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let's rock.
For the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. A tall lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Party like you were walking onto Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Sunday afternoon.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
On board, we gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow, and Lord, don't you know, I'll have my time with a poor man's lady, itching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song. When I want, don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba
ba ba.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadow of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see?
didn't I? When you needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't I.
Is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movies. Shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the brighter than
maybe I'll see you there. We can forget all our troubles, forget all our cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump's plan to send National Guardsmen into Portland, Oregon has hit a snag.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut Saturday is a temporary block of the deployment of troops.